From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. It is a New York City New Year's tradition. Annually, 12 beefcake male Fire Department of New York firefighters show off their ripped abs in the department's calendar. This year, the department's female firefighters will join the mix. The FDNY is hoping the calendar will be a recruiting tool for a department where, out of 10,000 firefighters, only 58 are women. Marketplace's Marielle Segarra reports.
New York City firefighter Jackie Michelle Martinez is really excited about this year's FDNY calendar. It's dual-sided, with men on one and women on the other.
Beautiful women all 12 months of the year, and in July, you get a surprise. You get two sisters that are female firefighters.
Sitting in the wings at the latest Fire Academy graduation in Brooklyn, Martinez says the FDNY just reached a milestone.
We're at 0.5%. We're almost at a percent of women firefighters.
The national average, though, is about 3.5%. And cities like San Francisco, Minneapolis, and Boulder, Colorado have hit double digits. But for the FDNY, this is progress. Martinez is the department's women's outreach coordinator, a position created last year in a gender diversity push. She's recruiting at schools, on social media, and now through the calendar to let young women know the job could be theirs.
In the five boroughs, sometimes you don't see a woman. So now in the calendar, you're seeing women. So you know that they exist.
The department has also hired women to its executive team and installed women's bathrooms and lockers in all firehouses. At a firehouse in downtown Manhattan, firefighter Serenius Rusical says there's another factor the FDNY has to grapple with: workplace hostility. In city council hearings a couple years ago, several female FDNY firefighters said they'd been harassed on the job.
The general attitude is like, why would I want to have a job where, like, my coworkers don't want me there?
Rusical, who's president of the affinity group, the United Women Firefighters, says having female firefighters in the department is an asset.
If it's a medical call and it's a woman naked passed out in her bathroom, I'm the one who gets sent in, you know, and if that woman is comforted by the fact that she sees me over a man, I serve New York City better.
Critics to the gender diversity efforts say few women want to be firefighters anyway. Employment economist Mark Bendick Jr. argues that's not true.
There's a big pool of women who would be interested in fire jobs if the jobs were open to them.
He says many have jobs that require similar skills, like in the military. Bendick, who's done research on female firefighters, says cities shouldn't expect a 50-50 gender split. He says considering interest and physical ability, fire departments should aim to hire about 15% women. That would be enough to fill a lot more FDNY calendars. In New York, I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.